Music lives in a small shop on Sansom Street in Philadelphia. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston visits a place where point shoes abound.
Young dancers don't just breeze in and breeze out of the Rosin Box, a ballet-inspired family business that's been around since 1977. As a teenager, Len Jenkins and his sister worked with his parents in the shop, and now their children help out. He taps a point shoe to punctuate how this ever earlier dancer's rite of passage unfolds, starting, of course, with the right length and the right width.
If they do fit, we sort of let them put a little weight, just a little bit of weight on the very tip of their toe, and make sure that they're staying midline to the back. And then if that's okay, then they go over to the bar.
A part of the point shoe fitting process where technique is revealing.
A lot of the dancers that are really well trained will just sort of roll up. Now, again, with a new shoe, it's not as easy as when it's broken in, but we'll always start them with something very, very soft because I want to see their roll through. I want to see where their arch is.
Because a knowledge-based fitting, says Jenkins, involves a process of elimination. Especially for the young, the point shoe needs to be the right tool and not a crutch.
Some people might think that they're being propped up onto point, but it's really a tool to allow them to work their feet up onto point, and it gives them more strength and more grace and fluidity.
And the Rosin Box is a place where dancers come to buy wings to fly.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.